Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This quarter is brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and remember to use the code KSN.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook, which is officially available in Pennsylvania. The trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting, and it's already America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, which we're going to be talking about, you'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever and whenever with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and make sure to use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSN to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, make sure you make your wagers with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, Andrew. We're going to find out who you like here soon. But anyway, this is the quarter four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to take a look at the national picture, where Penn State fits in, kind of talk about what everything going on, how it'll affect their bowl game status. But going into this, Bob, if all goes as expected, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, if they win, they're in. If they lose, they're in. Utah and Oklahoma, let's say they both win. And the favorites all get their victory. It comes down to Oklahoma and Utah, doesn't it? Who gets that fourth bid?
I think that it does. And I think you know what? Oklahoma is an exciting team to watch, Andy.
Yes.
But there is a place in this world for a little bit of defense. Now, I'm not arguing for a team to get to make the playoffs like that Washington team that made it, I think, in 2006. Oof. Whoever it was that got just got rolled by Alabama. I think a fresh face that earns their way in, like Utah, I think if they handle Oregon, and I think they can. I would rather see them, I think, than Oklahoma at this point, because I just don't think the Sooners even care about playing defense.
The Sooners, they're going to have their hands full with Baylor again, because Baylor plays defense. That's the difference. If Baylor wins that game, do you talk about Baylor or Utah? Do you think it's
I want to see the Utes. I want to see the Utes. And the other thing that's upsetting to me is that had Manny Bowen stuck it out at Utah, it would have been the Manny Bowen versus Juwan Johnson Bowl for all the marbles. And I think Penn State fans would have had a little bit more of a vested interest from a personal standpoint. Right. I just wanted to see that. I've seen enough Oklahoma scoring 45 points and losing 55-45. I've seen enough of it.
Here's what I'll say. I won't say that Ohio State and LSU, whoever's in, and you say Utah makes it, right? If you're Ohio State or you're LSU, you would rather play Oklahoma or Baylor than you would Utah. I'm telling you that right now. I am telling you right now, if you watch football and you watch Utah play, even though they don't have a quality win, you do not want to play that team. You're still going to win. You're still going to win, but they're going to make it hard as you know what for you, and it would be a better football matchup for either Ohio State or LSU to play probably Oklahoma.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's paint your scenario, Andrew. Utah makes it, and everything else goes chalk. Ohio State remains number one. Ohio State plays Utah. Bob Flounders, what is the point spread of that game?
Ohio State, Utah, I would say would be I think it's on a neutral field, similar to what the point spread was when Ohio State played Penn State in Columbus, 17 or 18.
13.
What would the point spread be if Ohio State played Oklahoma, Bob?
I think it might be 17 or 18. I don't know that it would be a lot different.
19. I just think Ohio State's built, and if you're looking at the team they're playing, Ohio State, they're going to want, Oklahoma's going to want to get in a track meet too, and Ohio State has
Oklahoma,
no problem.
I think if Oklahoma and Utah played on a neutral field, I think it would be a very interesting game. I'm not sure I know the winner, but I just don't like teams that just kind of throw defense out the window. I agree. I think it's a part of the game, and I think Utah plays harder.
They don't. Utah does not throw defense out the window. Let me just say that right now. They have some limitations offensively, and their quarterback runs hot and cold, and their offense kind of gets a little choppy at times. But that defense does not give up much, and they are consistent. And they are relentless.
I tell you what, my only fear, and I'm with you guys, I want to see some new faces in there, but I just have these visions of that Washington team, that right. Michigan State team, which, right. by the way, yes. took defense seriously.
Correct.
And what happened there? That's my fear.
Fair.
I wonder if I'd rather see 55-48 than 45-0.
Also, it's just real quick, how many shots is Utah going to get at the national playoff if teams start getting it together? Nationally, and somebody in the Pac-12 actually, you know,
figures it out
at a major school.
All right, let's take a look at Penn State scenarios again. Let's assume Ohio State wins in the Big Ten. You'd have now a 3-loss Wisconsin, a 2-loss Penn State, and Minnesota. Who gets the Rose Bowl bid? Let's start out with, I think Minnesota was eliminated when they got dropped all the way down to 18.
Correct. Great season for the Gophers. I think actually. You know, the game that really killed them was the Iowa game. I think that they actually were the better team in that game. They made too many mistakes. They let it get away from them. Wisconsin, to their credit, put it on them when they had to. I think that was a nice win for Wisconsin. But Minnesota's best shot, I think, went out. They played Penn State, they had to play Iowa, and I just don't think they were ready for the challenge.
Andrew, is the Rose Bowl all about how close Wisconsin plays against Ohio State?
So I think to a degree, I think yes. But it's a 3-loss team versus a 2-loss team, and the committee should look at the body of work, right? And it might depend on how close the game is and whether Wisconsin can make it a game, but I don't think so.
If Penn State played Ohio State again, Penn State would be a 3-loss team.
I agree.
So what are we talking about?
But, I don't know. Do you think Wisconsin should go over Penn State?
I think the committee is going to take a long, hard look at the competitive aspect of the Big Ten championship game. And I feel like Wisconsin has not improved off of what happened in Columbus. I think Penn State's going. I think if Ohio State wins by 21, Penn State's going. I think if Wisconsin plays them tough and it's a two-possession game, I think they're going to think long and hard about putting the Badgers in Pasadena.
But what's interesting is the bottom line has always been that number of losses. Whether right. you play, it's. I was listening to a conversation about Group of Five and Cincinnati right. making the bowl game. Well, because their second loss was against Ohio State, and Boise State would probably lose to Ohio right. State too, but you're still going to see Cincinnati punished for right. the extra loss.
Right. And that's what gets back to the committee and what they're actually looking at. I mean, it's not David and Goliath in the Big Ten championship game, but right. it's you can make a case that it could be a one-sided game. And so what is the expectation when you move Wisconsin ahead of Penn State, knowing, you know, they're walking into, I guess they're giving Wisconsin the opportunity.
Correct. If
they're giving them the opportunity to impress them, but impressing them is another story.
It to me, it comes down to because they're going to Wisconsin's going to have to play Ohio State now twice, right? And they'll have 2 losses to them if they lose the game. Which one is it? Is it losing to Illinois or is it losing to Minnesota that gives the committee? That stands out to the committee and puts one team above the other.
Yeah. I don't know that there's a right answer for
that. There isn't.
I don't know that there's a right answer, but you can sure make a strong case for Penn State. And I think your question is valid, Jimmy. I do think it's going to come down to margin of victory and style points for losing for Wisconsin, because I think I just don't know, even with Fields hurt, I just don't know that Wisconsin can score enough to stay in the game with an Ohio State team that is going to score in the 30s more than likely on a fast track with no weather concerns.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. All right, let's take a look. Let's say Wisconsin does get the Rose Bowl bid.
Right.
What then? Now, looking at the New Year's 6 bowl games, the open at-large bids are for the Cotton Bowl, which would be against a Group of Five team, or the Orange Bowl versus Virginia. Now, what happens is the higher-rated team, and I mentioned earlier in the show, Florida jumping Penn State in the rankings, does this put basically take the Orange Bowl off the table because they'll go for Florida before Penn State? Especially because Florida could bring the home fans?
I just think that the big picture is that Penn State had a really good season, a really tough schedule. They played their losses they were extremely competitive in, and it just seems, you know, they're so no matter where they go, it would seem to me that it's not necessarily an appetizing game for either Penn State or the fan base. I mean, it's great that they have a chance to get to 11 wins in a season. Maybe a lot of people said they would win 8 or 9 games. But Penn State, Oregon, Penn State, Virginia, Penn State, was it Memphis?
Yeah.
I think that it's a little frustrating, I think, because you wanted to see them have a game against a team where maybe they were either an underdog or just it would have meant
60-40
a little
game.
Bit more. I don't know how you feel about that, Jimmy, but I really – I don't know if it's a very appetizing matchup any way you want to slice it.
Well, if they – I think the best-case scenario would be if Utah wins the Pac-12, but they take Oklahoma.
Correct.
And then it's a one-loss Utah team
awesome.
In the Rose Bowl.
Absolutely.
And – you know, Oregon has name value to it. So if it were Penn State, Oregon, I'm not sure that would be a bad one either.
Also, the 25-year anniversary of the 94 Oregon-Penn State match.
That is right. Kajana Carter.
Correct.
Love those Oregon unis.
First possession, right? First carry.
First carry.
Carry right. Went about 80 yards.
Does it feel like the playoff committee, they were in love with Penn State at the beginning of the process, but they've cooled on them a little bit for some reason? I don't know why, because they played competitive games.
I just feel like the committee changes its tune week to week.
There you go.
I don't think you're ever going to get a straight answer or like a straight line of thinking, linear thought from the committee, unfortunately.
And really, looking at these teams from essentially 5 through 13, 14 even, hard to pick among them if they were to play on a neutral field what the spread would be like. But I think we're all in agreement. A Cotton Bowl matchup with a group of 5 team, most likely Memphis.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot to be gained there, is
there? Yeah. Even the Orange Bowl against Virginia, you're talking about Florida, yes. But if they would somehow get to the Orange Bowl and play Virginia, I just don't know what that does for anyone.
And just to follow up on that, there is one possibility if Georgia would upset LSU.
Let's do this.
That might create a situation where that could happen. All right. That's it for today's show. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Andy. And thank all of you for joining us for all our Keystone Kickoff segments. You can go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or better yet, download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife, my father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.